KPX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel Live preempted indefinitely by ABC after comments that Kimmel made regarding the shooting of right-wing influencer Charlie Kirk. President Trump cheering the move on social media. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with other reaction.
An immediate response from leading Democrats, from Senator Chuck Schumer to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Firing commentators, canceling shows, these aren't coincidences. It's coordinated, and it's dangerous. Unions representing entertainment professionals and writers have condemned the decision.
President Trump and British Prime Minister Starmer holding a news conference following meetings on trade and the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. An advisory panel at the CDC begins a two-day meeting today focused on vaccines. The group expected to discuss which vaccines will be recommended for children against diseases like the measles, the chickenpox, and hepatitis B. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The encampment at Dairy Drive is closing. The resource first opened in 2021 using money from pandemic-era federal grants with 29 tiny home shelters. It gave people experiencing homelessness a stable place to stay and privacy. It was supposed to be temporary, and the city has extended the contract twice since then. But now that federal grant money has run out. The Dairy Drive encampment was set to close September 30th. There was a last-ditch effort to keep it open until the spring, and that measure was considered at Tuesday's Common Council meeting. More than 70 people registered to speak in support of extending it, including some residents of Dairy Drive.
My name is Stacy. Dairy Drive has provided me with a stable place to live. Even though it's not a three-bedroom house, it's still my home, and it works for me. I'm able to have visitation with my son, where I can make him food, play basketball, and take him to the park. This place has shown my kid how to care for each other.
It was a long night. Alders didn't vote until after 1 a.m, and the vote was tight. Ultimately, the measure failed by just one vote, and now Dairy Drive will be closing September 30th. And you can expect some major traffic in the Oregon and Brooklyn area tonight. About 13,000 people are expected to go see Luke Bryan at Klondike Farms in Brooklyn tonight. The show starts at 6 o'clock. The sheriff's office says if you're going, build in some extra time. If you're not going to the show, but you need to be in that area, they say you'll probably want to find a detour. The sheriff's office and other law enforcement agencies will be there directing traffic. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers prepare for Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers face the Browns in Cleveland Sunday at noon. Although they're now 0-2, the Browns showed a good run defense against the Bengals and the Ravens. Matt LaFleur.
Really good players across really their whole defense. That's a big reason they're the top-ranked defense in football right now. But they've got a lot of guys that are a hard-penetrating front that cause a lot of problems for quarterbacks.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers host Maryland Saturday at 11 a.m. The Terrapins are 3-0, Wisconsin 2-1. The Brewers going for a sweep after beating the Angels again last night, 9-2 in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff with 10 strikeouts, allowing just one run on two hits, getting his 10th win of the season.
Tonight was a big outing for me in terms of just getting the body back acclimated. You know, it's been roughly 10 days or whatever it was, and yeah, it was huge for me to get back out there, and my body got going there in the second, and then everything kind of back to normal.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm and muggy with a slight storm chance today and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of storms tonight, low in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high upper 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Herman's.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times writer Victoria Davis, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins us to update us on everything Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, Madison, living side by side with Sandhill Cranes.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
ABC, which is owned by Disney, took Jimmy Kimmel off the air because a senior federal official, Brendan Carr, the chairman of the FCC, didn't like some things that Jimmy Kimmel said on TV. And I'm talking to you now because I'm just getting so damn sick of people who purport to be for free speech, in fact, turning out to be for free speech for the people that they agree with.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Representative Jim Himes. Wow, wow, wow. Another yet scary, unique day in America.
In broadcasting.
Yeah, in broadcasting.
Hi.
Gulp. Yeah, I just I had a great time. I did Cliff Schechter's show yesterday with David Schuster.
Oh,
it was fantastic.
Awesome.
And so fun. But ironically, David said, are you worried about your... And I always say I'm protected by my mediocrity and my relative obscurity.
Sure.
But I don't know that any of us are protected anymore. It just, it's so random and vindictive and who knows, right? I mean, I can't even say enough. As Kamala Harris said, it's not... the authoritarianism, which is so clear, it's the capitulation. It's the cowardice. And as you said, Chris, we were talking before the show, you know, it's all follow the money.
It's all money.
It's all about mergers. Colbert was about, get a, you know, Skydance merger.
Yeah.
This one's about, what's the company, Nextstar?
Yeah.
That, you know, first of all, they're threatened by the FCC.
With Tegna.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're trying to do a merger.
Right.
They just praised Trump last month because they're trying to get some other merger done.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, really? Comedy's dead? Comedy's illegal now? I keep saying, it's because they're so effective,
right,
because they're doing more journalism and more truth telling than the entire mainstream media combined.
Only Greg Gutfeld's brand of comedy is legal now.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. I mean, and by the way, he's already mentioned, what's his name, Fallon next. So having Greg Gutfeld on and platforming him is not going to save you either. How many times do you have to learn there is not enough capitulation to save you from a fascist? And it's, by the way, I was telling you, Chris, that there's reporting, ABC executives, of course, were, you know, pissing themselves all day, but that most of them didn't think Kimmel said anything over the line. It's the threat, obviously, from the Trump administration.
Yep.
I mean, what he said was, do I have it in
it
front of me?
It was not bad.
No,
he said, we hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them. You know who else said that? Governor Spencer Cox,
absolutely,
the Republican governor, said he's one of us, meaning he's from a Republican, Mormon, right-wing,
right,
Republican, Trump-loving MAGA family. And so that was not, but he basically, what Kimmel was, his further point was about how the right is trying to weaponize it, which is, first of all, none of this matters. It's all free speech, right? I mean, our friend Joe Walsh said, you're missing the point. It doesn't matter what Kimmel said. The federal government threatened ABC to suspend Kimmel or there'd be consequences. It was a direct threat issued yesterday. It's on tape just hours before ABC suspended him. That's a direct violation of the First Amendment. It's a direct attack on free speech. I mean, you know what's going to make my head explode finally, Chris? Who have I agreed with in the last, I don't know, couple of weeks? Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember why. Aunt Rand Paul. Yeah. I don't.
And now Tucker Carlson.
And now Karl Rove.
Oh, I'm Karl Rove.
Well, Karl Rove.
Tucker Carlson is saying the same things, too. Well, so you agree with Tucker Carlson right
you
now.
You know who would have agreed? Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
Who said plenty about free speech.
Right.
And that there's no such thing as hate speech and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, Ron says, weird that the FCC chair had no issue with Kilmeade wanting to euthanize homeless people. I mean, you can go on and on. It's... So, yeah, hours earlier, the FCC chair had threatened ABC over comments Kimmel made. He said, frankly, he was on a podcast, I guess. Mm-hmm. He said, frankly, when you see stuff like this, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct and take action, frankly, on Kimmel, or there's going to be additional work for the FCC again. Last month, the Nexstar CEO praised the Trump administration after they announced they were acquiring a rival in a $6.2 billion deal, which is pending approval from Kars FCC. Nexstar also owns the cable news network News Nation. Yeah. I mean, on and on. D.L. Hughley said, Rosie O'Donnell, Colbert, and now Kimmel, if only this administration was as tough on pedophiles as it is on comedians.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, I heard you guys talking about, I'm just laughing about our budget since my headphones are going in and out.
Are they?
Yeah.
Do you want me to plug in
here?
And
our whole Cliff Schechter was apologizing to me for a bunch of tech issues he had yesterday. Oh. I'm like, are you kidding? My whole phone system blew up yesterday.
At least he had
phones. I said I knocked something over on Chris's thing and knocked us off Free Speech TV. Are you kidding me? You're going to apologize to me for text?
Oh my gosh, so many people on Blue Sky were messaging me saying, honey, you're playing the music.
Girl from Ipanema.
You're playing it over Free Speech TV.
I know. That's the nice thing about social media is you get to amplify your mistakes all day long and read about them over and over again.
Meanwhile, we knew it as soon as it happened.
Yes,
we were
and
it
was a little mishap. Right. No one purposely did it.
Right.
That was related to my headphone jack not working because I had to move my headphone jack to another thing, and whereby I knocked your coffee onto your keyboard, which then...
It mashed every single button on my keyboard, and so I had to unmash things one by one just to see...
So let me just say, in the Trump administration, greatest tradition of blaming everyone else... My headphones not working is not my fault, and it was not Chris's fault that I knocked his coffee over. It really is like the Three Stooges in here that I knocked his coffee over. It was not his fault what was happening on Free Speech TV with the music, and it was not okay.
I have a travel mug, so you didn't knock coffee in.
No, because you're a broadcast professional.
Exactly.
For God's sakes. Yeah.
Yes,
I told you the time on Hot 97, my partner slammed his water down. It went in the board, and we went off the air.
That is my nightmare.
I was working.
We've all had dead air nightmares.
I was working with a morning show. Said, can you pass me a pitcher of water? I'm thirsty. They were passing the pitcher of water over the board. The entire thing went into the board. You could hear us fading off the air.
That's what ours sounded like. Yeah. It was like, you know, Betty Boo.
Uh-huh.
Boo and the Boo.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened.
Yeah,
engineer was not happy.
You know that silence is golden saying? No, not for anyone that's ever been in radio.
No.
Silence is panic inducing.
It is.
Gosh.
We've gotten off topic, haven't we?
Well,
because, you know, we still have an opportunity to laugh.
Yeah.
I guess we should. I mean, I thank you, Governor Pritzker, by the way, also speaking out. This
ABC should reverse their decision.
Thank you.
What's at stake here is free speech. It's our Constitution and our way of life. Do we really want the President of the United States intimidating people, organizations, to get others fired? This is not that moment. People ought to be standing up and speaking out.
You know what? I don't want Charlie Kirk supporters off the air any more than I want people who are speaking out against Charlie Kirk off the air. I want the exchange of ideas that Charlie Kirk held so dear.
I don't think I agree with probably one thing he said.
Not at all.
But I
don't want him or anybody associated with him off the air.
Yeah. I quoted Voltaire yesterday, which is very highbrow for this show.
What are you...
I disagree with everything you say, but I defend to the death your right to say it.
When have you ever read Voltaire?
It was Guess the Quote yesterday. Okay. See, you don't even remember, Grandpa. What?
You know, once the show ends, it's like...
It's gone.
Yeah, it's in the ether.
Yeah, totally.
It's a good thing about radio.
It's spinning in space somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I brought up because D.L. Hughley mentioned Rosie O'Donnell. I heard you guys mention it because I hadn't gotten to it yet. Mm-hmm. But about she was didn't come back to the country for her daughter's college graduation because her security team told her not to because she's an obvious target of Donald Trump. Is this the kind of America we want to live in?
No.
I mean, can you imagine if this is reversed? You know, if Democrats take control, this is the kind of America you want to live in. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. Yeah, Carl... As I've always said, Chris, Karl Rove has always been right. Good points. He took to the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal to blast those who allege that a nebulous they killed Charlie Kirk. I mean, he just made a point of saying this whole they thing. We mentioned this yesterday. Right. There's no they.
No.
There's one kid who, as Jimmy Kimmel rightly pointed out, came from a right-wing, Trump-loving, MAGA, gun-nut family.
Exactly.
Period. That's all he said, and how the right is weaponizing it. By the way, thanks for making Jimmy Kimmel's point exactly, how the right is weaponizing this to silence their critics.
Yep.
And that's what he said?
Yep.
I mean, that's the best episode of, you know, thanks for making my point entirely in record time. And John Corbett said, as has so often been the case with Trump 2.0, the worst part isn't Trump pressuring private institutions to submit. It's the private institutions agreeing to submit. I agree with Governor Pritzker. I've got my alpha liberal force. We have got to be an alpha liberal force now. You know, we have to call. We have to do whatever we can to stand with Jimmy Kimmel. But more importantly, free speech in America, the First Amendment, which this is a clear violation of. Call your representatives, call ABC, call Disney, call whatever you have to do, right? To let your thoughts be known. I just, because obviously the only difference is they're saying suspended indefinitely. So I will see.
There was someone on CNN last night, you know, a media reporter that said she didn't expect Kimmel to come back.
Yeah, well, and that is chill. That should chill all
absolutely
of us to the bone.
Yeah.
Karl Rove wrote, there's been a disturbing and growing undercurrent in our national conversation and on the internet, a pronounced emphasis on they and them. Charlie would be alive, but for them. They killed him. They're responsible for his death. They must be made to pay. No, Charlie Kirk wasn't killed by them. They didn't pull the trigger. One person did. Apparently a young man driven by impulse and a terrible hate. If there was a they involved, law enforcement would find them and the justice system would hold them accountable. But he and him are the correct pronouns for this horrendous act. Using Charlie's murder to justify retaliation against political rivals is wrong and dangerous. It will further divide and embitter our country. No good thing will come of it. It's also an insult to his memory. Above all, it needs to be repeated. Violence has no role in our country's politics now or ever. Reasoned discussion is essential to our democracy. Charlie Kirk understood that. Let's hope it's a message his eulogists honor. Wow. Did you think in the year of our Lord 2025, Chris, I'd be reading a Karl Rove quote in the first segment?
Not if you listen to the Stephanie Miller Show in the 1990s.
Oh,
no.
No.
Not at all.
No. Wait, so this one, who am I reading here? Okay. I'm sorry. Oh. I have a lot. Because, you know, there was a lot already before this happened last night.
Yes. I mean, the Cash Patel hearings
were. Oh, my God. The fired CDC director.
Hearings,
and
yes.
Just what an ongoing, rolling show this administration is.
Yeah.
But it is chilling that, you know, as everybody's saying, this is what Trump's predicted. What was it, 5 weeks ago? Kimmel's next.
Yeah.
And here we are. Right. So this is basically what Jimmy Kimmel accused conservatives of trying to score political points by seizing on the assassination. Where's the lie in that? So Marjorie, this is where we are in quote unquote journalism. Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend. He is her boyfriend.
Yes.
Yes. Brian Glenn.
Uh-huh.
This was, he asked 5 weeks ago, he asked Trump about reports that Howard Stern might be parting ways with SiriusXM. And Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend said, do you think the hate Trump business model that's been in the in entertainment business is going out of business because it's not popular with the American people? Trump responded by claiming that Kimmel and Tonight Show host Jimmy Fallon would be the next to go. I mean, and it's just like, it's almost like the pretext doesn't matter. Yeah. And there's Trump celebrating. Oh, by the way, also embarrassing the bejesus out of us in England as usual. Which, by the way, let's take some from the way England responded to Trump coming with the giant picture of him and Epstein. All the protests, millions of people in the streets. Anyway, he's like walking in front of Prince Charles like an idiot. And oh, God. Yeah, he said, great news for America. The ratings challenge Jimmy Kimmel show's canceled. Congratulations, ABC, canceled. For finally having the courage to do what needed to be done. Just Kimmel had zero talent, worse ratings than even Colbert. That's management.
It's not canceled.
Oh, here it comes. That leaves Jimmy and Seth, two total losers on fake news NBC. The ratings are also horrible. Do it, NBC. I mean, holy... And I do that because of the FCC, as you
know. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We
I
all do.
I really appreciate my button because of
yeah. The guy who owns the show that's trying to kill you for your life insurance
right.
money appreciates it.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. That's the best investment we ever made is that thing. Bella's going to be like a cougar.
Yeah.
Not an old lady, but like a real cougar poised on the dump button this morning.
Oh, yes. I'm just going to chill. I'm just going
to
chill.
That's why we had to get someone with much younger reflexes
yes,
on the
exactly.
dump button.
I was getting creaky.
I'll just sit under the desk for the rest of the day, if that's okay.
Sure.
Just, you know, chill
Absolutely.
Underneath there.
Since there's no more child labor laws, if you don't work out, we're just going to get like a preschooler.
Yeah.
Cat-like reflexes.
Yeah, they
right?
just for the dump button, they can hang out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And they're shorter,
yeah.
so they can get yeah
coloring. Down
I mean,
there.
I'm not. You know, we hope you stay forever. I'm just saying, you know, at some point, like Menudo, you'll age out.
Yeah,
and we'll have to get someone.
She doesn't know what Menudo is.
You know, maybe one of those kids that work for Kathy Lee, like you know, just a
she
middle
doesn't
schooler.
Remember the Kathy Lee scandals either.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking. Listen, I work like multidimensional chess on many
is that
levels.
What it is?
Some things
All
Bella gets and appreciates,
yes.
and some things.
Your,
like
fart your pop
jokes,
culture references
fart jokes,
are...
you know, yeah. And then there's the olds like me that get the other jokes. Something for everybody at the Stephanie Miller Show.
We appeal to the kids and
yeah.
everyone else.
Do,
yeah.
do we appeal to the
yes,
kids?
Yes, I told you, Bella is the Stephanie Miller Show's vaginal rejuvenation.
I'm sure she loves that title.
Well, she's, you know, she's rejuvenated this whole moldy area for the youngs. Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. Hey, we have a Thursday
we
show.
We do.
We've got a Carl Frisch, a Dr. Redliner, and a JoJo from Jurors.
We do.
In for Dana Goldberg this week. Perfect
yes.
lineup for today.
Thank you.
22 minutes. You're welcome.
No.
I apologize about the coffee thing.
Everything is fixed now. So.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
As far as I know.
22. Look, we have phone calls.
Hey.
All right, 22. Sorry about the calls yesterday. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo. Oh, now more than ever, right?
What?
Just do it now as a big F you. Credo Mobile, the nation's only progressive phone company. Do you want to stand with companies that don't bend the knee, that don't capitulate, that don't kiss the ring?
Yes.
Credo Mobile. They're the nation's only progressive phone company. They've been doing this for years. They've given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that are fighting the good fight. Today, more than ever, we cannot give up the fight. When you switch to Credo, you get great, reliable nationwide coverage, competitive plans. More importantly, every month they donate to progressive nonprofits. And switching, so smart, so easy.
Mm.
You just go to CredoMobile.com for Stephanie Miller listeners. You get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com.
Woohoo! Golly, that sure was fun!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to... writing and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution? FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school, because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply. Well, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in just this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum, made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love how it smells. I love how it feels going on. You can simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots, all with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Stephanie. This is seriously my favorite face product I have ever found. I love my Vibrance. You will too. One more time. That is Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Madison Vegan Fest is just around the corner on October 4th at the Lunny Lake Farm Park. Whether you're a dedicated vegan, vegetarian, or just someone who's curious about alternatives to animal products, Madison Vegan Fest is the perfect opportunity to explore plant-based foods and learn a bit more about why folks are making the switch. From fresh food to fun goods and informed speakers, spend your Saturday exploring this fan-favorite festival. WMDX Madison is proud to be a presenting sponsor of Vegan Fest 2025. See you there.
Stephanie Miller.
Yep, now more than ever. Do it. Old 80s movie, Eye of the Tiger. Let's go.
Rocky 3.
Yeah, whatever. Which one? Whatever one.
I've never seen
Stallone.
Right.
Just the idea of Rocky. Okay. I mean, can I just say everything, Chris, that happens that's important that happens on the Stephanie Miller Show first? Malcolm Nance called BS on this text chain with Tyler Robinson.
Yep.
Rude Pundit called, for different reasons. Steve Bannon. said, I'm particularly not buying these text messages. It seems too much like a script, actually a bad script.
Yep.
Mike Nellis, who we just had on, said, I'm no conspiracy theorist, but that text exchange between the shooter and the partner is really strange. New York Times PitchBot said, brilliant FBI detective work produces text exchange between Tyler and Lance with confession, motive, details only the killer would know about specific words in the engraving of the weapon and the towel, evidence of planning and premeditation for about a week. Tyler texted all these details to Lance so Lance wouldn't worry because he was late. Mike Nellis said Candace Owens is going full. The shooter's texts are fake right now. If you're wondering how the MAGA coalition is holding itself together, Loomer and Owens have been going at it for the last several days.
Yep.
I mean, as always, something doesn't smell right with this whole thing.
No.
And this is why the truth tellers like Jimmy Kimmel are getting more and more dangerous.
And it's legal to say that something doesn't smell right here.
Yeah.
You know, the FCC shouldn't be able to pull you off the air because you say something like
legal that. Legal analysts are saying these are reasons things could be thrown out.
Right.
Because they never do this in advance. 29 minutes after the hour. Carl Frisch next.
WMDX, helping to keep Madison weird.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A gold mine of health data may disappear. For the last 15 years, the Population Health Institute at UW-Madison has put together a database called County Health Rankings and Roadmaps. It compiles all kinds of health data for basically every county in the nation. Sherry Johnson leads the project, and it includes data about more than just people's actual physical health.
Access to parks and libraries, things like having a safe, affordable house to live in a neighborhood where you feel like you belong.
Healthcare systems and government health departments use this data to pinpoint exactly where people may have unmet needs and could use their help.
Decision makers are at the county level across the country are looking to this data and the evidence about what works to decide how to maximize the likelihood that everybody will be as healthy as possible.
But the project's funding is ending. The main donor was the Wood Foundation, based in New Jersey. They said they'd be ending their support after 2026. One leader from SSM Health told the Cap Times they were devastated, and another from Aspirus called it incredibly disappointing and concerning. This comes at a time when the Trump administration has removed health information from government websites. Johnson says the county rankings and roadmaps data is more important than ever, and she's searching for other funding sources.
There are lots of changes happening at the federal level that are making it very difficult to know whether we'll have reliable access to data for decision making going forward.
As many as 30 employees' positions could be impacted if Johnson and her team don't find new funding. But beyond that, she says health leaders all over the country could lose vital information they use to care for their communities. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, warm and muggy with a slight storm chance today and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of storms tonight, low in the low 60s. More storms around Friday, high upper 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Right now it's 61.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. She calls herself the wild card in Wisconsin's race for governor. State Representative Francesca Hong is our guest on getting into the race and the Brewers update as well. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Our first Emmy for Outstanding Talk Series. Man, I'm telling you, we should have gotten canceled years ago. This award, I'm sorry, let me have that there, Marcus. Speaking of Emmys, Donald Trump doesn't have one. Also, right now.
God bless the comedians. Comedy, still legal. Might not seem like it this morning, but wow, what a dark, dark day in America. We need our friend desperately. Here he comes. Carl Frisch, let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County School Board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. Wow. Hi, Carl Frisch. A lot. Good morning. I say it almost every day here. Which is why we play these sound bites, because comedians are doing better journalism than the entire mainstream media combined. They're telling more truth, speaking truth
they're
to power.
More prices.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Carl, just your thoughts. I mean, when you heard this last night about Jimmy Kimmel.
Honestly, I wondered how long it would take for others to have the Colbert effect. I think we saw threats to the rest of them. And so I wonder when Jimmy Fallon and everyone else is going to experience something similar.
Sorry, something went down the wrong pipe. I'm crying also for America, but also because something went down the wrong pipe. Excuse me. But here we go. David Frum, former speechwriter for. Why is it some people on the right are doing more about talking about the importance of free speech? Like Chris just said, Tucker Carlson, Karl Rove. This is everything Charlie Kirk stood for. Right? That free speech, and there's no such thing as hate
exchange
speech.
Exchange of ideas and blah, blah, blah.
So David Frum, former George W. Bush speechwriter, said a suppression of Democratic Party speech is coming after Jimmy Kimmel was taken off the air. He said, we don't have to speculate about what comes next because President Trump in his televised speech after the assassination of Charlie Kirk and his aide Stephen Miller have already told us what's coming next. What's coming next is a crackdown on the Democratic Party fundraising. Trump said we're going to go after those who raise funds for causes we don't like. Stephen Miller said, as in this past year, Donald Trump at his personal command ordered the DOJ, an astonishing thing for a president to do, to investigate the Democratic Party's small donor donation platform, Act Blue. The attack on the Democratic Party fundraising is coming next. The suppression of Democratic Party speech is coming next. Donald Trump has maliciously attacked the standards of living of ordinary Americans with his tariffs. He's enormously corrupt. He's taking billions of dollars in meme coins and other kinds of crypto coins. He cannot afford a free and fair election in 2026. And what he thinks about every moment of the day is, how do I head off a free and fair election in 2026? Boy, that sure feels like that's a lot of what this is about.
Well, and, to be clear, for everything you mentioned, there's a flip side of that coin that is your Republican or conservative counterpart. For every Act Blue, there is a donation processing platform for small dollar Republican donors. For liberal nonprofits, there is a counterpart conservative nonprofit. For the Democratic National Committee, there is a counterpart Republican National Committee. Yeah. And so this kind of suppression is what we've seen from the very beginning in this administration, right? They are seeking to actively silence or bend to their will anyone that they perceive as standing in their way, whether it's Harvard University, whether it's nonprofit organizations, whether it's civil society organizations, whether it's the Democratic Party, you name it.
Right. sorry, I'm literally coughing up a lung. Sorry. So, yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it's interesting. I was just mentioning these Tyler Robinson texts, and Tim said, I was reading a bunch of people from both sides of the aisle, Carl, he said, literally not on anyone's 2025 bingo card that the great unifier of the left and the right would be widespread agreement that the Trump administration's Tyler Robinson texts are phony baloney. I mean, I think what's a larger thing is just the erosion of trust. Nobody on the left or right trusts the FBI. You look at that disastrous second day of Cash Patel hearings, whether it's the Epstein investigation, this investigation of the Charlie Kirk assassination. It feels like such a dangerous tipping point in America. Can you speak to that?
Well, I actually think that perhaps some of this is by design, right? The undermining of confidence in American institutions is what consolidates power underneath an autocrat, right?
Right.
So, you know, from going after the Postal Service and eroding trust in its ability to do its job and deliver votes, to going after the IRS and its ability to bring taxes in, and hobbling the Social Security Administration and the Center for Medicare and Medicaid and all of these other essential government services where people are now experiencing record wait times on the phone, whether it's student loan processors, all of these things are designed to destroy trust in American institutions, whether it's the FBI and its impartiality, which clearly was not on display in this week's testimony, whether it's the canning of the CDC director because she wouldn't go along with unscientific research, or a lack of research, rather. All of these things are designed to sow mistrust and to consolidate power underneath one person.
Yeah, well, Bella said something about, what were you saying? Somebody was warning about authoritarianism. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
It's here, man.
Yeah.
It's not coming.
Absolutely.
This is it. You're soaking in it, right? That's an old reference to a Palmolive commercial. I'll tell you later. fascism,
Palmolive,
you're soaking in it.
Palmolive is a hand soap for the alpha.
Yeah.
Where is Madge when we need her?
Right.
You're soaking
Madge.
In it. What? Bella has no idea.
No.
I'll show you the commercial. Carl, I mean, it's... Just even this moment, where do we have this? Cut nine. This is the director of the FBI answering this question from a representative.
Dylan Roof, who followed white supremacist propaganda, murdered 9 black parishioners in Charleston in 2015. Do you deny this?
I'm sorry. Dylan Roof?
Roof?
Roof. Can you give me some more information?
You're head of the FBI, you probably know this. If you don't know, that's fine.
You can give me a reminder. I've got a lot in front of me.
It was national news.
Yeah.
I mean,
he had no idea.
It's like when Trump was asked about Melissa Hortman. Who? Who knew?
Right.
I mean,
well, that just fits their narrative that, violence only comes from the left.
This is why the DOJ has to delete their own study saying the vast majority of violence is coming from the right. I mean, Jemele Hill said, this is elite-level dangerous gaslighting. He knows who Dylan Roof is. Cash Patel is an incompetent clown who has one job, absolve Trump, be loyal to Trump, cover for Trump. In order to do that, like the rest of the right, he's got to continue the lie that the far left is the most dangerous political vehicle in the country. Carl, we've been talking about politics a long time, you and I. This literally is the most chilling moment I remember in our history.
Well, what I keep coming back to is just this idea that the only way for cooler heads to prevail is to support leaders with cooler heads. That's the only way it's ever going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like at this point I wouldn't put anything past them to try to stop a free and fair election. They see the same polling we see. They see the inflation numbers, right? Justin Wolfers, the economist, said, Fed statement makes it official. Stagflation is in the room. Job gains have slowed. The unemployment rate has edged up. Inflation has moved up, remains somewhat elevated. We're all paying the price of things in the supermarket. They see where the... I mean, every single...
And you know, it's...
Pam Bondi's underwater 19 points. Every member of his cabinet is underwater. She's more underwater than the puppy killer. I mean, they see how wildly unpopular... they and everything they're doing is.
Well, and that's why I think they're really going to work to make the economy stronger for the American people by trying to get rid of Fed governors who are doing their jobs with independence.
Yeah.
who did nothing wrong, and they find a new, you know, Trump administration person every day that's claimed the same thing.
Doing what the accusation is.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Claimed it had a primary, you know, two residences or whatever. And she did nothing wrong. She didn't even get a mortgage break or anything. It's just, this
no,
is insane.
No, she listed the other property as a vacation home.
And right.
So, you know, these attacks are, again, we talk about sowing mistrust in institutions. It's not just about sowing mistrust. They're also trying to single-handedly, we have a variety of different agencies throughout the government that are independent so that they bring stability to the market, et cetera. And the administration has systematically attacked those agencies to remove their independence and force them under the grip of the, you know, the president. They want to do that to the Fed. We'll see what happens if it ever reaches the Supreme Court.
From your spot there, you know, on the Board of Education, you know, educating kids. I mean, this one, somebody posted, Donald Trump says smart people don't like him. Yeah, no, smart people don't tend to not to be fans of morons. But I mean, once again, do his fans not go, huh? I mean, do they not get that he's once again calling them stupid to their face?
Well, I can't speak for them, but I can tell you that Northern Virginia is one of the most educated places in the country and routinely gives about 2/3 of its vote or higher to Democratic presidential candidates. So,
and fantastic people like Carl Frisch.
And we just elected a new congressperson here.
You
with,
did.
You know, 75% of the vote when it typically goes about 63%
yeah.
for the Democrats.
Well, this is what I mean about they see the writing on the wall for the midterms, and it's...
I mean, and I joke about the silver lining being that all of this talk about redistricting at least indicates they believe there's going to be another election.
Yeah.
But there's a big but on that, which is, you know, maintaining the system of disaggregated electioning that we have, electioneering in this country that we have, so that the president doesn't have complete control over all elections. That's what's going to help save us, in addition to hopefully the courts. You know, we should be fighting fire with fire when it comes to redistricting. And, you know, you can't come this far and then change the rules of the game by choosing your voters instead of letting the voters choose you.
And, you know, I hope that Americans still have a voice in the sense of, you know, as I said, call your representatives about Jimmy Kimmel, call ABC, call. I mean, I feel like we're just going to watch, you know, one thing after another get erased in America in terms of free speech. And it's now more than ever is a time to stand up, right?
Yeah. Well, and, you know, what I think you'll see, there's a, you know, part of what is hopeful here is that more and more of popular culture is independent of any major corporation, right?
Yeah.
I think that is beneficial. But the reason it's becoming more and more beneficial is because of how dark it's getting with the government's ability to strong arm creative people into doing
corporate,
the wrong thing.
Corporate media is not serving the people anymore and what the people want. And so I think you're right. There's a whole paradigm change going on. And I said yesterday, it's amazing how like foreign reporters have more courage than our entire media. The Australian reporter that asked him about how much money he's made since he's been in office. And he's like, I'm going to tell the prime minister on you. Like, you know, but they're the one. Look at England, like unfurling, you know, they projected Trump and Epstein on Windsor Castle. They unfurled a huge banner. The headline of the Sun is Downton Flabby with a picture of Trump. This one, Wendy says, well done to the horse who took a crap in front of Trump. You've served your country well. I mean, everywhere he goes overseas, right? Scotland, England, whatever, millions of people turn out. Right. And united in hatred of him. And it's so.
Well, and, you know, to some, all they read into that is it hardens their resolve that they're right and everyone else is wrong.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that fuels right wing antagonism of science and medicine and, you know, everything else.
Yeah. Did you want to say anything to just about, because, you know, you obviously counsel young people. It's just this.
obviously, this Charlie Kirk thing is so horrific for all of us. Every American, mm-hmm. you know, those of us in public spaces, of course, are all terrified, right? I mean, JoJo from Jurors wrote very movingly about, you know, being a mother and, you know, her fears. And so I don't know how to ask this, but also just like the further demonizing of whether it's LGBTQ or trans people. I mean, the reason the right, I guess, is calling BS on this text chain is because, you know, they're saying, oh, it's exonerating the trans roommate. You know, it looks like they're whitewashing the trans. You know, so I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. $250 million to demonize trans people was not enough. You know, you wanted another opportunity to demonize a trans person.
Well, what happened to Charlie Kirk is despicable.
Yeah. Period.
Period. Full stop.
Yeah.
You know, I have no room for attacks on transgender people. I think it's been pointed out routinely that they're not the cause of violence in this country.
Yeah. Well, and as we saw, the last shooter was trans and also and then had was right wing, obviously, you know, had a bunch of. Whatever you want to say about the left, we don't traffic in racism, sexism, homophobia. That is the purview of a lot of people on the right. So we're talking about this the school shooter that, you know, shot these poor kids while they're praying, right? And he had the N-word, anti-Semitic slurs, anti-LGBT slurs on his ammunition. So, again, as we keep saying Exhibit A, too, is Caitlyn Jenner. Being trans doesn't make you liberal, you know?
No, and, you know, like, I think it's important to always bring the conversation back to, you know, what's the solution? The solution here is comprehensive gun safety legislation.
Thank you.
And investing in children with strong mental health supports from the time that they're early in school and ensuring that they get a proper education.
Yeah.
Those are ways that we can set young people up for success so they don't go down this path.
Well, and here we are again where they're saying, oh, it's college that indoctrinated him. He did one semester online during COVID at a conservative, you know, type, you know, college. I mean, it's just it's so absurd. They will do anything, Carl, but talk about guns.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, goodbye. All right. I was hoping to elicit a response, but all right, we love you.
Well, no, and what's the antidote to that is to talk about guns.
Yes, yes, yeah. Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, love you, Carl. See you next week.
Thanks, Carl.
50 Bye. Minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by me, waking up sick. Now it's me. I'm the guinea pig, right? You wake up sick. You got a what? Scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose. Chris, the internet agreed with you. I was a little too descriptive about my particular ills. I felt like some people did need to know what color my poo is. But listen, my point is, here are your choices. You get sick, you tough it out, you take time off work, hope the doctor can see you this month, wait in urgent care with other sick people, or open up your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I'd match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip it in the bud. It is a doctor-prescribed med, not a first aid kit. Strong antibiotics in there for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor or at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Order yours online. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service.
nervous.
Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just pregnancy. A waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. I use it every day for my hair, my nails, my joints, my digestion even. That's getnativepath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go now to getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Shop Furlough Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase, or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlough, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlough has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlough.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is Jim Santel, the host of Amicus, a law review on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Every step you take at the Dane County Walk to End Alzheimer's brings hope to families affected by dementia. Join WMDX on October 5th at Warner Park as we walk to raise funds for care, support, and research. Free registration at alz.org/walk.
Yeah, weapon sucks.
It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is...
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, it's like 10,000 Greg Gutfields when all you need is a Jimmy Kimmel and a Stephen Colbert. Yeah.
And a Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, thank you. But now we're going to have to import our comedy. The Sun, Downton Flabby with a picture of Trump. It says, Londoners aghast over Trump arriving with badge and neck on full display. We're not the first ones that mentioned his neck vagina. All right. Comedy's still legal as of what time is it this morning?
56 after the hour.
Yeah. 50. Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen.
Hi. Good morning. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yesterday was something else. I was bumping into things all day, dropping things. The phones were down. It was something.
It was a thing.
It was a thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a thing.
In fact, my headphones just went out while you were saying that.
It's okay. That's okay. So I just want to say, do you remember when the right were losing their shizzle over free speech being taken down on Twitter when they were when Biden asked them to remove revenge porn for Hunter Biden?
Yep.
Yes.
Remember
and
that?
And not to post misinformation about COVID that was killing people. Right?
Exactly. But, I mean, this is, now look, I mean, this is dangerous. And this is just the beginning, and I think we have to be very clear about it. ICE is amping up their operations in Chicago, in the Chicago area. If you are white, we have privilege. I urge everybody, do not be afraid. You need to get out there. You need to start documenting this stuff. I had two men come up to me at the ICE facility, two young Latino men, and what they are doing is they are trying to track ICE operations and warn communities when they are going into their the various Latino communities around here. White people in Chicago, get out and start documenting this stuff. Take pictures of these ICE vehicles and start sending them out, posting them so that these people, we can help them.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we have Dr. Redliner and we have JoJo from Jurors all coming up on a morning we really need each other on The Stephanie Miller Show.
WMDX, a Mad City state of mind.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Gordy, we've got so many stories we haven't had a chance to get to this week.
John, I smell a dumpster fire Friday on our next show.
You bet.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After jumping to their highest level in nearly 4 years to start the month, initial filings for unemployment benefits dropped back last week.
Weekly jobless filings are an indicator of the health of the overall job market and surged to 263,000 2 weeks ago. In the latest reading, the figure has fallen back to 231,000. The less volatile four-week moving average finds around 240,000 applications for unemployment benefits every week for the past month.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A key CDC vaccine advisory panel has begun its two-day meeting on childhood vaccines. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy got rid of the entire previous board, replacing many of the members who have been skeptical of vaccines or who have spread misinformation about inoculations. Jimmy Kimmel Live, off the air indefinitely, preempted by ABC. FCC Chairman Brendan Carr criticizing Kimmel and the network after Kimmel's comments about the Charlie Kirk shooting. This is ABC News.